Meanwhile, China says U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to impose tariffs on up to $60 billion of Chinese goods have broken the rules of the World Trade Organization. China's envoy to the WTO said Washington's unilateralism is wrecking the Geneva-based trade body. The official demanded that the WTO members unite to defend the Intergovernmental Trade Organization against such a move. China and the U.S. have been engaged in a war of words and tit-for-tat measures over Washington's new tariffs on Chinese imports. This has also pushed Beijing to unveil plans to impose tariffs on U.S. imports. Crossing over to Seattle, joined by Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator. Thank you so much for being with us. Tell me the effect of this, and why do you think that Donald Trump has chosen this time to impose these tariffs?
Well, Donald Trump's way of handling foreign policy is to take out a sledgehammer and hammer the nearest thing that he doesn't like. So what he's doing is an old-fashioned trade war. The United States has not engaged in this sort of activity since going back to the Great Depression in the 1930s. And the trade wars that we were engaged in then helped create the depression and extend it. So trade wars like this, slapping huge tariffs on countries, attempting to get them to do what we want them to do, are backwards and primitive. There are lots of other ways in which the United States could make known its displeasure with China in terms of China's theft of our intellectual property. And the last resort should be a trade war. In fact, it shouldn't be a resort at all. But Trump disobeys all the conventions of diplomacy and of economics, and he's thrown everything out the window, which is one of the many reasons why he's a disaster as a president.
And tell me the possible effect now. Of course, China is also threatening to basically reciprocate. Tell me the effect of this, the immediate and perhaps long term.
Well, the United States has a very large, extensive export program. The largest exporter of U.S. goods is Boeing and aircraft manufacturing, which we have an arrangement with Iran, I think, to buy some Boeing planes, and we have, and which is in doubt because of Congress. And we also export planes to China. We export lots of agricultural goods to China as well. So every company, every farmer in the United States who exports to China will be harmed by this. They are going to slap $50 or $60 billion of their own imports from the United States, tariffs on them. So everybody is going to be hurt. In the United States will be hurt, and China will be hurt. And no one wins when this kind of stupidity happens.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Seattle, Washington. Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator.